HHS Chief Xavier Becerra subpoenaed for records on migrant teens behind heinous crimes against Americans. By John Binder on February 20, 2024. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, has subpoenaed Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Xavier Becerra for records on unaccompanied alien children, UACs, released into the United States, who are behind some of the most heinous criminal acts against Americans. On Tuesday, as Fox News Digital's Adam Shaw first reported, Jordan sent a subpoena to Becerra requesting all information related to various cases of UACs who ultimately victimized American citizens after their being resettled with adult sponsors by HHS. The Committee on the Judiciary is conducting oversight of the Department of Health and Human Services' mismanagement of the placement of UACs, Jordan writes. This mismanagement has resulted in unvetted UACs, who have been released by HHS to sponsors in the United States, committing heinous criminal acts against Americans. To that end, we have requested the case files for several UACs who have been charged with committing crimes while in the United States after being released by HHS. Your response without compulsory process has been woefully inadequate. Emphasis added. Since June 2023, the committee has requested several HHS case files for criminal aliens charged with serious and violent crimes, including theft, brutal assault, and murder. The committee has followed up on its requests on numerous occasions. Following months of non-responsiveness, on September 28, 2023, HHS finally provided a response that included a variety of baseless excuses to justify withholding the requested criminal alien case files. Among other excuses, HHS noted its concern for the privacy interests of criminal aliens and asserted that the committee lacked a legitimate oversight purpose to obtain the case files. Emphasis added. According to Jordan, Becerra has failed on numerous occasions to hand over records to the House Judiciary Committee regarding violent criminal UACs. That failure, Jordan writes, is unacceptable. Most recently, an MS-13 gang member who arrived in the U.S. as a UAC via the southern border in October 2015 was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents after being convicted of child sex crimes in the sanctuary state of Maryland. Jordan sent Becerra a similar subpoena last month after he said HHS refused to disclose details on how the agency handles UACs who are discovered to be criminals or gang members after they have been placed with an adult sponsor in the U.S. HHS, Jordan alleges, has been unable to disclose the total number of UACs that the agency has placed in the custody of a known sex offender or the number of adult sponsors who have been rejected for being a convicted criminal, including a convicted murderer. Watch, whistleblower, federal government facilitating multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation at U.S. border. HHS oversees the UAC program, in which children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border are briefly taken into Department of Homeland Security, DHS, custody before being transferred to HHS custody, where they are eventually placed with an adult sponsor, the vast majority of whom are not their biological parents. Federal whistleblowers have called the UAC program a multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation that enriches the Mexican drug cartels as well as non-governmental organizations, NGOs. Last year, The New York Times released a bombshell report suggesting that more than 85,000 UACs released into the U.S. interior had been lost after being sent to live with adult sponsors by HHS. HHS losing contact with these UACs coincides with a boom in labor trafficking among migrant children. The labor trafficking pipeline has gotten so out of hand that the Department of Labor Inspector General has opened an investigation into the White House's handling of the issue. From fiscal year 2021 through fiscal year 2023, more than 370,000 UACs have been released into the U.S. interior by Becerra's HHS. The majority of UACs, 61-66%, are males, while 69-72% are 15 to 18 years old. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.